Joining me in the studio this morning is Don Stead. Don is the CEO of Arrowhead Electric, and he's here because Arrowhead Electric is pursuing broadband once again. And Don, thanks for stopping by. And if you would, let's start with how would Arrowhead Electric Co-op benefit from getting back into broadband, and what are you doing in that regard? In other words, how are you pursuing broadband right now?
Okay. Well, the benefit that we see for Arrowhead Electric really is a pretty broad-based benefit. It's because we see a growth in the county. We want the county to grow. We want it to remain economically viable. We see internet and these services that we're providing, or want to provide, I should say, as promoting that. And that helps us remain sustainable in the county. Additionally, you know, everybody is talking about smart grid, and we do see a certain advantage to this. Smart grid being telecommunications with between the utility and the person's home. This should provide us that ability to get that those signals back and forth.
Well, how is this particular plan that you're working on? Well, I believe the organization is called Pulse. How is this different than when you first looked at it a few months ago?
Yeah, you know, last year we were looking at it. It was going to be a standalone project. There was a satellite farm that was put in, a series of dishes and head-end equipment to provide the video, things for the telephone system. Those things are now not part of this infrastructure that we're looking to build. Now we're just looking to put up just the fiber optic cable. We own and operate the fiber optic cable. Pulse provides those services. So they provide the internet, the telephone, the TV services. Mm-hmm. We still get the triple play, which is good, but we don't own a lot of infrastructure anymore.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit more about Pulse. What kind of an organization is that?
It's a group, and unfortunately, it's very young. But it is a group of ex-telecommunications executives that have come together to form this organization, and it's more or less an aggregator. So they go out and get electric cooperatives together, and by aggregating their membership, they're then able to get a better price for the services that they provide. So,
let's go to that question then. Mm-hmm. As an aggregate, and that means that this is a group. I think you tossed out at the county board a figure of upwards of 750,000 potential users through Pulse.
Right.
That takes that's a lot more than we have here in Cook County.
Right.
And that should then what? Affect the possible, and I realize that we're only talking about the possible mm-hmm. cost per household on this, but what are we talking about and what would we get for that?
Yeah, these guys are then able to go to the telecommunications providers and establish contracts, long-term contracts that, you know, so now AT&T or Quest or CenturyLink contracts with Pulse Broadband for those 750,000. Now they're scattered all over the United States, but they have to provide that service.
And what would be, for example, a target cost here?
Yeah, Pulse Broadband is targeting a cost of $125 per household for the 5 megabits of internet, and that's 5 megabits up and down, so you're no longer limited on upload speeds. You have 250 channels of TV, which most of us don't need, but some want. And telephone with free long distance.
Well, the 5 megs up and down, that could be important to businesses.
It could be extremely important to business. And you can buy obviously higher packages, and you know, I think that their highest packages is 50 megabits up and down.
Well, speaking of package, now if is this, you know, 3-pack service, I mean, is that what you get, or can you pick and choose if I don't want a telephone or if I don't want a TV. Is that possible too?
That is possible. You can go in there and pick, you know, one. I mean, you're supposed to have, and I'm saying this because you're supposed to, is the key word here. They're supposed to provide like three telephone providers and three TV providers and three internet providers. So you can go in and pick which provider you want if you have a particular brand loyalty. Or you can just pick, I want just the telephone and the internet and forget the TV.
Well, I know there were some risks to Arrowhead in the original. When you looked at this originally, are there any risks to Arrowhead now?
It's a very similar risk. You know, in the first package, we were looking at some pretty high risks, you know, millions of dollars that Arrowhead would have been on the hook for. Right now, we're seeing a very similar set of dollars. The first one, I can't remember if it was 15 million, and now we're looking at something under 10 million. So we're starting to get a little bit more comfortable with it, but it is something that still concerns us. And
will you indicated that you might want the county to be a part of this in some way, but I know that's a ways away. But how would that help with that risk?
Yeah, we could. We'd like to be able to mitigate that risk as much as possible. I mean, that's the purpose of the board, or not just the single purpose, but I mean, that's one of the things that we try to do is we're looking at ways, how can we make this safer for everybody financially? And if we can get guarantees, that's one way. If we can get participation to where we don't need to borrow as much, that's another way. So, I mean, there's ways that we can partner with this and make it easier for Arrowhead to swallow, if you will.
Would this involve, I know this is you know, on the minds of a number of people, would this involve any of the 1%?
It could. I mean, that might be the way that the county participates. And that's why I said maybe if they bought a certain part of the infrastructure that we're going to build, maybe that would make it easier for the financials to work.
But that's a county decision, not an Arrowhead one.
That is for sure. It's a county decision. It's something, you know, and right now I'm not out asking for money. We're looking at this as a business plan that Arrowhead Electric tackles on its own. And at some point, we are going to have to make a decision, but we don't think that decision's for another 3 or 4 months.
And you're still just in the application process.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, before I let you go, I know you talked a little bit about how this technology that you're talking about now is a little different from the previous kinds of technology. How, just briefly, what kind of technology are we talking about? We're still talking about fiber optic, right?
We're still talking about fiber optic. We're still talking about some pretty high speeds on the internet and a lot of bandwidth capability. This project is different in that the number of fibers that are used are greatly reduced. And I can't remember how they, you can characterize this as a hybrid fiber plant. So there's a technology out there where they use fiber optic cable to little boxes that then split it off into coaxial cables. Okay, that's what this is similar to, except instead of using the coaxial cables, they split it off into other fiber optic cables. So they're still providing fiber to the home, but it is a little bit of a different technology, and Pulse is licensed, or I shouldn't even say licensed, they own it. They have the patents.
It's their technology.
It is their technology.
Well, Don Stead, CEO of Arrowhead Electric, we will probably be back in touch with you as this thing progresses through, and thank you for stopping by and clarifying a few things. I'm sure if we'll hear from you and Arrowhead again on the whole fiber optic situation. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.